It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request, or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word PRAY to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your hostess this morning, Monica Lovell. My grandson, Angel Vega, is over there running the iPad, and our guest this morning is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction and Remodeling out of Weatherford, Oklahoma. They're also our Facebook sponsor for today. So if you're interested in remodeling or building a home, they are a Christian company. Great workmanship with Christian values. How are you doing?
Good morning, Monica. It's good to be here.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to our new email, hourofpower32@gmail.com. Or you can text them to our text line, 580-485-0837. And you can still post it to our Facebook page, and I'll do my best to get it on paper, and we'll pray for you halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program is ended. And like I said, our sponsor for today is Spain's Construction and Remodeling out of Weatherford, Oklahoma. Great Christian company with Christian values. Today is Thursday. We're going to have a message from Pastor Dwight with the Truth Broadcast. He is not here, but we do have a message following the program. There'll be a song or two because I'll have to get up and do what I got to do to the iPad and get it situated. But stay tuned after the program. I think I covered it all, sir. Would you please pray to start us out?
You bet. Father, we love you and we bless you and we thank you for today. Thank you, Lord God, for the words that goes forth today, Lord God, that brings light to our eyes and brings purpose to our life. I thank you, Father. I pray, Lord, that you open our eyes and open our ears that we might receive in our heart to be and to do what you created. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, so here we are. You know, I wanted to say because You threw in the Spain's Construction thing a couple of times, and I want you to know that Spain's Construction is what finances the ministry that is going forth this morning, and not only in here but in the world. You know, this ministry goes on, and I learned a long time ago that it's not about making money. It's about touching people. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning, because it is about people. You know, and if we lose that focus, something else going to get our focus. You know, and so, you know, if you listen to the station much, you know, we talk about that, the thought that I do on commercials. It's something, just something to think about. You know, and so, so much of the time we go on in life and we don't realize what our purpose is, what our goal is, because we're so much geared to whatever's right in front of us. You know, so this morning I want to get your attention and I want to bring you back. Now, obviously the Lord gives me this stuff. This is not something that Rick Spain wrote up to share with you today, and yeah, I did write it up, but the Lord gave it to me. I also learned a long time ago that it doesn't matter what I have to say, it does matter what he has to say. So I want you to hear the word of the Lord this morning. I know it's coming through this country boy that seems an unlikely candidate, but the word of the Lord's coming for you today. You know, I was thinking, Monica, this morning when I got up, because I usually get up at 4:30 in the morning. Mm. Yeah. And so We have been on vacation. We left Saturday and got back yesterday. So basically, we had 3 days of vacation in Missouri because 2 days you're driving. Yep. So anyway, the change came while we're the change of time came while we were in Missouri. I don't like that. I don't like that change. Do you like that? You don't know? Yeah, you just get up when Grandma tells you to, don't you?
Yeah, because it's really early.
Nobody tells me to get up. I got to do it on my own, and I don't like them messing with my time. So I got a message to start out today, and this doesn't have anything to do with the lesson today, with what I'm going to talk to you about. But I want every one of you out there that don't like your time changed, I want you to text to this number, 580-485-0837, and text prayer or praise. So I want to hear from you this morning, because I know you're out there. Give me either a thumbs up for the time change or a thumbs down. Let's do a little survey here this morning. If you like it, then that's fine. And, you know, I don't mind either one. I don't mind the fall back. I don't mind the spring forward. Let's just keep it at one of them. I don't care which one. You know, why did they do that? I know there's reasons why. So anyway, I'm off the soapbox. We went to Branson this weekend, and obviously it's a great, you know, it's generally a good Christian atmosphere. It's been 10 years since I've been to Branson. And, you know, every time I've gone back, and this is only my third trip, because to tell you the truth, before Heather and I got married, we didn't do vacations. You know why? Because I worked. Work, work, work. Yeah, I enjoy working, so that didn't bother me, but Heather didn't like that. And so we do vacations now, like twice a year, vacations. You like vacations?
Yes, I love it.
All right, that's the camera operator back there. Yeah. So anyway, I've noticed changes in between the times where I've gone, and it seems like it's getting less Christian emphasis to it. And that's what I'm seeing in our world. You know, we're seeing the change in curriculum, change in the words we can say, change in the things we can do. Heard about a guy up in Washington that was standing outside a gathering where they're promoting the LGBTQ, whatever you want to call it, agenda. Now, you know what? We're not against the people. We're against the agenda. So this preacher's out standing outside. The police came to him and said, you can stand here, but you can't say anything about what you believe. This is where we are, folks. This is where we are. It's about people. So we went to Branson. Oh, I want to read some scripture to you. John 3:16. Some of you might recognize this one. I know the boy does. He knows it. He told me. And I'm in John 16. Let's go to John 3. Sorry, I got my paper Bible here. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. He who believed in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And so I want you to see this, that Jesus came, God sent Jesus for the whole world. And so when we think about the whole world, you know, are we just talking about plants and the scenery, and which is beautiful, and God created it. It's beautiful. God loves that part. But why did he create the world? That's the question. He created it for people. People like you and me. That's where his love is. It's about people. You know, and so so we're going to go on. So we get into Branson. We leave Saturday morning. Got there Saturday early evening, I think. Late afternoon, early evening. I can't remember. And so we got us a little condo. We know a guy that has a timeshare, so we got his timeshare. And so it's like a little apartment. And it's pretty neat. It's two bedroom, two bath, open concept kitchen. You know, it wasn't big, but it was more than enough for us. So it was very convenient. So we got all settled in, and then we're thinking about what we're going to do. Well, when I go to Branson, I like to go to Faith Life Church, and that's the preacher there is Keith Moore. Keith and Phyllis Moore. And they're two Arkansas folks that God called to go into Branson, and they built a church, and it's a big church. But I love listening to Keith teach, because he's just a down home fella. Yeah, so that's how I hear you guys. And if you don't hear that way, forgive me, because I'm just a down-home fella too. But so Keith, Phyllis wasn't there. They've got another church in Pensacola, Florida. And so she was probably over there. But Keith was there, which was a blessing. So his message was the perfect will of God. The perfect will of God. And so how many of us want to be in the perfect will of God? You know, his text was in Isaiah. I should have had it marked, but Isaiah chapter 11. I want to read it to you. I'm not going to preach Keith's message, but I am going to. Okay, got two papers. There it is. I am going to share with you the verses that he brought out. In verse 1, it says, "Then a shoot will spring forth from the stem of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord, and he will not judge by what his eyes see, nor make a decision by what his ears hear." I'm going to stop right there. He read a little bit further, but I want to stop there. So basically what he was talking about is knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. And you might say, well, Rick, this was about Jesus when he's coming. You know, and so one thing I want you to understand, the prophetic words to our Lord are the prophetic words to the followers of our Lord. And this is very important that we understand that what he provides for us, he doesn't give us all the directions. We all know that. You know, when we're facing difficult times and we're looking on which way to go and how to do it, so on and so forth, he doesn't lay out the whole plan. If you hadn't figured that out, I'm going to tell you he doesn't, because I've tried to get it. Now, why doesn't he lay out the whole plan? Well, there's many reasons why. One is, if he showed us the whole plan, we'd probably mess it up. If he showed me the whole plan, and there's times when I wish he would, just show me the plan. You know, and so one of my mottos is, you learn how to do something, then you learn how to do it better and faster. And so that's the way my brain thinks. If he would show me the whole plan, well, then I would look at ways of cutting out parts of that plan to simplify the process. But the purpose is not in getting where you want to be. It is in the process. That's God's purpose. God uses everything to build his character within us. And so that when his character's in us, we can read these scriptures and we can say, he's speaking to me too. And, you know, it says in verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The Spirit of the Lord is intended to rest on you. And the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. So I want to bring out these three thoughts: knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. So it all begins with knowledge. Unfortunately, what happens is with knowledge, what we do is we get it in our head and then we think we know it. But when we get in a situation to apply that knowledge, we don't know how because we don't have the understanding. And that's the second part. So it's not just knowing something, it's knowing how to apply that something. That's where understanding comes in. And then as you exercise through the understanding, it becomes a part of your life and it turns into wisdom. So wisdom is applied understanding to the knowledge that's been repeated in your life, and it becomes a part of you. That's where wisdom comes from. And so this is what Keith was talking to us about, and I wanted to bring that out. So what is the purpose of knowledge, understanding, and wisdom? Well, in the natural concept, in the natural mind, we see everything through our own eyes. We experience everything through our own lives, and we understand through our own concepts. And so we tend to think that God's plan is about us. Now, don't get me wrong. He's not going to leave you lacking when you're walking in his ways. He will provide. He will bless you much, much more than you deserve. Because I know he's done it for me. But the key is, it's not about building your kingdom. Now, he wants you to prosper and be in health and prosper even as your soul prospers. But we get the cart before the horse. We're looking for the blessings before it gets on the inside of us where our soul is blessed. So what's your soul? Mind, will, and emotions. Your mind, what you think. Your will, what you decide. And your emotions, what you feel. And so this is where the character of Christ is developed in us. And so what is the purpose? It's not about building your kingdom or my kingdom. It's about building God's kingdom, about building his kingdom. You know, so we go to the church. It was great. We actually sat on the, Monica, we sat on the front row right in the middle. And Keith has two podiums. He's got one on the stage and one on the ground. I don't think he was ever at that top podium. He was always at that bottom one. So he's literally right in front of me. And this is, you know, it's amazing because, you know, I listen to him. He comes on TV and you got to search for him, but he's on there. Keith Moore. If you want a good teacher, check out Keith Moore. He's really, really good, and he's real, real easy to understand. So there was one time he's walking by, and I was kind of a little bit comfortable. I had my legs sticking out there. I had to pull my legs back because I didn't want to trip him. That's how close, you know, saw him getting firsthand. You know, if nobody else was, I don't know what everybody else got, but I got some good stuff out of it. So after the service, then we're making plans. What do we want to do? And so Sunday, We didn't do a whole lot, but we did go to a Japanese steakhouse. And so I like Japanese steakhouse. Yeah, that's pretty good stuff. But while we sat down, and you know they've got this open grill out there where the chef comes over there. I don't know what you call the Japanese chefs. I can't remember. But he comes out there and he cooks everything, does his little tricks, his little flips with his knives and all that kind of stuff. So we're sitting down with six other people. My wife, myself, and my son, which is 10 years old. But there's a couple to our left that we just struck up a conversation, and we find out that they're newlyweds, just got married, you know, and so they were, and they're a middle-aged couple. So we talked to each other back and forth, and you know, we got to talking about the Lord and about church and different things, and they had went to the same church for several years and really hadn't recognized each other. And so the Lord brought them together after the wife, her husband had passed away a while back, and the guy had been single for several years, but they came together and the Lord has joined them together. And you know, that's just such a great thing, you know. And I'm just talking to you about people we encountered. The next thing is on Saturday, we did a little bit of stuff during the day, and then that night we went and saw a magician. Now, I wasn't real thrilled about the type of music and the atmosphere around it, but it was really, really good. But we met a couple from Arizona, and so we got to talking to them bringing in thoughts about the Lord to them, and there wasn't really an open door there. And so, you know, you gotta recognize when you're speaking for the Lord, sometimes the door's open, sometimes it's not. It doesn't mean you don't speak. So the third experience we had was when we went and saw some Chinese acrobats. Now, that was good. I'm going to tell you, they were doing some wild stuff. You know, I leaned over to my wife and I said, I think I could do that when I was 20 years old. Of course, there's no proof there, but in my mind, I think I could have done it. But anyway, when we were sitting there, we noticed across the aisle, there is a special needs child. He's sitting by his parents. This is near and dear to our hearts because we had a special needs daughter. And so I'm talking to Heather. I said, well, I'll go over there and talk to him. Well, she's giving me all the medical advice because she knows the medical stuff with special needs. And, you know, I just keep on him hawing. And so I talked to my 10-year-old. We need to go over and talk to them. He's just like your sister. And so after a while and some persuasion, the boy and I go over there. He stayed there for about a minute, and then he left me. But I got to visiting with the parents and told them about our experience and just kind of patted them on the back for what they were doing raising this child. Because I'm going to tell you, people that aren't connected with special needs children, they see the work. They see the abnormalities. They see the things on the outside. But when you are in it, those kids are a blessing. Oh, my gosh. But anyway, we talked to this couple, and they were from Minnesota. And so I got to meet them. And then the last one I wanted to talk about was the last night. You know what we did, Monica? What? We went and saw the Jesus program. Oh, my gosh. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. If you haven't seen it, you guys, put it on your bucket list because it is absolutely amazing. Yes. Breathtaking. They've got the animals, you know, and about, I don't know, 100 people in the cast a bunch. I wouldn't say 100, but there's 30 or 40. You know, there's a lot of people in that cast, and it was just amazing. In front of us was a couple that were from Northwest Missouri, and they were about the same distance from Branson as we were from Western Oklahoma. And so I thought, wow, I didn't know Missouri was that big, but I guess it is. And so anyway, got to talking to them. He's a retired Air Force guy, and then after that he went into the subcontract business with the government, which is always a smart move when you spend that much time in the military. And so he had been retired for about 10 years or so, and he said, now I'm going to nursing school. I thought, what? Nursing school? Why are you going to nursing school? And so he that's when the wife spoke up. She said it was for me. And that woman had the most beautiful smile. Oh, she just had a beautiful smile. They were probably in their 70s, I'd say. But so she explained that she has rheumatoid arthritis. And so he's going to nursing school so that he can take care of his wife. Isn't that awesome? Aww. You know, and these are things, I mean, we see people all around us. But until we talk to them, we don't know their story. There was a couple that was sitting behind us at the same performance, and I talked to them for, you know, a couple of sentences. I wished I would have got a little bit more involved, you know, just because I was sensing something and that the Lord had for them. I don't know. And that's the thing, you know, we're seeing people. We're seeing people. And so these are the people I encounter. What about the people you encounter? You know, and I thought about being in Branson and the people that I encounter. And the ones that I spent the most time with were my family. And we were in this little room. We didn't hang out very much in that room, but we were in that room. And, you know, when we think about encountering people, we're thinking about people outside of our house. Let's, you know, if we're going to have an encounter, it's somebody outside of the house. I'm going to tell you the most important encounter that you're going to have and the most important people that you're going to have an influence on is the ones in your own house. And I will tell you, if you don't have an influence on them, you're not going to have an influence on those outside either. You may think you do, but you're most important. I love what Abraham Hamilton says, because he comes on at 5 o'clock in our time, in Central Time, on AFR. And he says that most of you are about to head to your real job at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And he says, what I mean by that is your real job is when you get home. That's your real job. Now, as guys, I'm going to raise my hand. I'm a guy. You know what? I don't always do the best job at the house. Because what I'm doing is I'm trying to clear my mind of all the clutter I gathered through the day. And I just want everybody to be quiet. You know what I mean? Yeah, and so mom gets on to me. I'm talking about my wife. She gets on to me, you know, because we need to be an influence in our family. And so I learned these patterns, and some of the patterns are not family friendly. And so I want to remind you, keep it in the back of your mind, that what is the most important is your family. Amen. That's the most important. They're the ones that you are going to have the greatest effect on, and they are going to have the greatest effect on you other than God. So people you encounter. What I want to do is take a, let's go to our prayer requests, and then we'll get back in this lesson.